balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's improved your overall day-to-day, how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You even lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
The Kate Daly Show, where telling the truth is now a revolutionary act. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Experts are using this week to raise awareness and show the importance of knowing the facts as you are scrolling, tapping, and clicking through websites and social media.
So we have a few phrases that if you see these phrases online, you should just take a minute before sharing that information. So we call it like take a pause.
Those red flag phrases are let that sink in, the media won't report this, make this go viral, do your own research, and there are no coincidences.
The best you can hope for in the news business at this point is the freedom to tell the fullest truth that you can. But there are always limits. And you know that if you bump up against those limits often enough, you will be fired for it. That's not a guess. It's guaranteed. Every person who works in English language media understands that. The rule of what you can't say defines everything. It's filthy, really, and it's utterly corrupting. You can't have a free society if people aren't allowed to say what they think is true. Speech is the fundamental prerequisite for democracy. That's why it's enshrined in the first of our constitutional amendments.
Wow. If you hear the phrase, the media won't report this, immediately don't send the story. Oh my gosh. Don't you just love the media telling you that you should, if you're getting told, do your own research and do homework on this, that's an evil phrase. And that means that you should just listen to them. Okay. Dr. Duke Pesta joins us, and I'm so grateful for you from the Dr. Duke Show. Uncle Milty and I are here, and of course, we'll take your calls in this hour if you would like to chime in on any of the subjects we touch on in this hour. Of course, the number is 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Dr. Duke Pesta, how are you?
I am well. How are you both?
Well, good. I was just, going to Target to peruse swimwear. You know, it's summer, and so we're going into the summer. It's spring, we just flew by because of all the flooding, but summer. What do they have at Target that I might be looking at for my swimwear collection?
Well, they're featuring a brand new line of bikini bottoms, which have pouches for your penis.
In the girl section.
Every little girl wants to tuck her penis, apparently, in her bikini so you can't see it. She wants to have that smooth girl look. This is from the story. Target is already facing boycotts for selling, quote, tuck-friendly, unquote, bathing suits and LGBTQ onesies for babies. Now it is revealed that Target is selling LGBTQ pride products from a designer that promotes violence, drug use, and Satanism. He's a Satanist. The Target, the brand is called Abprallen, A-B-P-R-A-L-L-E-N. It's the We Belong Everywhere messaging. Meanwhile, the guy in charge of this is a complete piece of work. His last name is Callen, C-A-L-L-E-N, and he has all kinds of horrible and violent rhetoric. At one point, he claims that the word groomer is nothing but a right-wing transphobic word that is currently being used against trans people who stick up for trans youth in the same way it used to be for gay people, right? He attacks the Christian churches. But the thing that I can't get beyond, and others as well, He is a proud Satanism. He says, this is a direct quote, "Satan is hope, compassion, equality, and love." So naturally, Satan respects pronouns. He loves all LGBTQIA people. I went with a variation of Baphomet on this particular shirt. It's an ancient demonic demon by the name of Baphomet for this particular, those ram horns, spiraling ram horns that are a symbol of this particular demon. This is a demon, he says, who themselves is a mixture of genders, beings, ideas, and existence. This monster rejects binary stereotypes and expectations. And one little bit more. It goes on to say, "Hail all trans demons," he says. And he's he's actually wears a grown man with a tuck bikini bottom on and a Satan respects pronouns shirt with the demon on it. And he's got ram's horns on its heads and a dog collar around his neck. He also goes on to say amazing things like, quote, "Satan loves you and respects you who you are. You're important and valuable in this world, and you deserve to treat yourself with love and respect. We'll hang with Satan." He goes on to say, "LGBTQ people are so often referred to as being a product of Satan or going against God's will. Well, so fine. We'll hang with Satan instead." And this is the guy who's outfitting your little girls in bikini bodies with bikini bottoms with penis pouches. Banana slings for your pre-kids.
I don't. Yeah. Uncle Milty?
In all fairness, it could protect a lot of men from worm fishing.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that. Thanks for that inclusion. Thank you. Sorry.
It's insane.
This is at Target.
At Target, yes. Yeah. Target. Uh-huh. And remember 3-4 years ago we were talking about how Target was the first corporation to have bi-gender bathrooms. Remember that?
Yes.
How quaint that seems now.
Well, you would have thought they would have learned their lesson. Yeah. I mean, come on. They got so much backlash for that.
Well, that and the no boys and girls toys they went through.
A lot more people are now boycotting Target, which they should boycott this like Bud Light, right? I would imagine.
I mean, it's one thing to have a line of gender-bending clothes like this for little babies. It's one thing. Clearly, people are buying them or they wouldn't keep selling them. Mm. However, when you've got somebody as vile as this who is openly, calling on Satan. And by the way, if I were part of the LGBTQ, I'm not quite sure I would like to associate myself with somebody who basically says Satan is a god of love. Because what exactly is your evidence for that?
Right. There is no evidence for that. And so, you know what though? It was so evident when you were kind of reciting what he was saying about Satan. We're in that time now where the normalization of Satan is really in force now. I mean, it's the normalization that Satan is light and good. It makes me it's so beyond evil, but this is what we're in right now.
It's inevitable because what's going on here is we have so demonized truth, and Christianity is a religion that believes in boundaries. Truth and boundaries are now poison, right?
Right.
If there are actual boundaries, if little kids shouldn't be expected to do certain things, if we can withhold certain information for babies, then there are boundaries, and the left wants no boundaries. And meanwhile, as we tear down anybody who believes in truth, anybody who believes in traditional values, anybody who believes in Christianity or Judeo-Christian values of the Bible, and correspondingly with every notch you tear that down, by definition, you have to elevate its opposite. I made this point in my classroom just this morning. Consider yourself, consider your generation. I told these kids at 21, 22-year-old kids, I said, why is it, do you think, that all your heroes are gangsters?
Right.
And bad guys and outcasts. The hero is now, the villain is now the hero. The guys in the white hats are all the bad guys. The guys in the black hats are now your heroes. Look at our obsession with the mafiosa in this country. Gangster rap. I mean, it's the more you are on the outside, the more you're now a hero. And the one that gets me the best, speaking of demonic, is the movie's Hellboy. Here's actually the premise of the Hellboy movies and the comic book. The premise is this, that God may have created the world, but he's a bastard and he doesn't love you and he gave up on the world. And so literally a devil from hell has to come to Earth and save Earth because God wouldn't do it. I mean, isn't that the premise of Hellboy?
Yeah. The poor youth. You know what, though? We don't have to go into these stores that make these atrocious, you can't imagine kinds of decisions for themselves. But you know what? There's a lot of young moms out there listening right now. And let me just tell you, the way to fight this, too, is with your dollars. And just like they did to Bud Light, Uncle Milton.
You know, the problem for the youth is they have no capability of seeing the logic that if Satan is all of that, God has to exist too.
Yeah.
But they just flip the script, right? They don't know better. And so what they're learning is God is cruel. Mm-hmm. Satan is the hero. See, God lets puppies die. God lets little kids get cancer. Right.
So he's blamed, that's for sure.
When did Satan stop it from happening?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But of course, if God does all those things, then it's time to reevaluate. Just like, right? We now realize that because transgenders are real, according to the left, that means that heteronormative people are actually villains. This is not about equity and living together. If you are only interested in the opposite sex, you're a bigot. If you believe in biology, you're a bigot. Mm-hmm. If you believe in God, you're a bigot.
Right.
And so the answer is you support the devil because he represents that which is not God. And then it becomes heroic.
I'm speechless. They did a poll. They did a poll that they tried to put out in mainstream news today. And the poll was half of the people in the United States don't believe in God. And I don't believe that at all. The majority in this country are still pretty conservative, whether they want to admit it or not. And then they could only come up with the stat that 34% have not been into a church. Okay. I don't believe it for a second. I do think that those that don't believe in God truly don't, and they are the minority in this country that truly just don't believe it and really want to hoist up Satan as their savior, okay? Which you make a good point, Uncle Milty. If you believe in Satan, then that means you believe in God too.
Yeah.
Right? So it is very, very weird what's going on in America right now, but we're being told all the time, oh, no one believes in that God anymore. You just look at what we're selling you.
We're getting close to a break, but C.S. Lewis defined it differently. I may have mentioned this on your show before. Mm-hmm. Lewis said about the devils, he said that what they want is to create their perfect creation. Mm-hmm. And the devil in Screwtape Letters says, if we can get human beings to believe in the devil or at least be attracted to evil while getting them to deny the existence of God, then the devil said, we will have won. This was 85 years ago. We believe firmly that we are on our way, the devil says, to be able to get them to believe or to be attracted to evil while the idea, like Milty just said, that if the devil exists, God exists, we're going to create young people who are attracted to evil and block out the possibility of God. Well, he said, when that happens, the devil, we will have won the war.
Well, they're selling it out right now. It used to be that was the backdrop of all the stories and the things that they would talk about. It was always the thing not really mentioned as much, but everything points to, representing and selling evil and marketing evil as good. And now they're just being like the gentleman that you referred to. I shouldn't call him a gentleman, the evil little guy that you referred to. Now just so blatant about throwing it out there and marketing it to the kids as is. And that's something that's changed in the last 10 years.
Well, if your only virtue and the only virtue the left has is inclusivity.
Right.
By definition, all that is evil is discriminated against. It has to be brought in.
We'll be right back. More with Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty and myself. Be right back. You can call up 888-673-1450. Be right back.
honored to say that we are from Utah. We live here, work here, and when someone is injured, we're proud to say we've helped a neighbor when they've needed it most. We know Utah. At Siegfried & Jensen, we're here for you. Call us today.
The Kate Daly Show is brought to you by Dumpster Dudes. When you need to make spring cleaning simple, use the Dumpster Dudes Easy In and Easy Out system. Dumpster Dudes is affordable, and your time is worth it. Give Dumpster Dudes a call to save time by having a dumpster delivered to you. Whipple Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electrical, with a new location in St. George. Need a repair? Just Whipple that away. WhipplePlumbing.com.
The Kate Daly Show is brought to you by the Scott and Kristen Nielsen Family Foundation. Stay tuned for more information on how you can help them put up the highest American flagpole and flag in all of North America. Thank you, and God bless America.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're with us. We only have a few minutes and then we'll hit a break and be back for a longer period. But I just wanted to say, get over to the website and check out Chaffee. I was actually drinking it this morning. My husband and I were talking about it. And my favorite is Nicaragua. They have like different beans that they sell. My favorite is Nicaragua. And I love this one because it has just the slightest hint of the chocolate bean. These are roasted chocolate beans. So if you want to get off coffee and you want to do something that is amazing, I was never a coffee drinker, but I would suppose that, well, many coffee drinkers have switched over because they love the taste of Chaffee, but it doesn't have the coffee bean. It has a chocolate bean, which you can get all those antioxidants from. So I implore you to go try it. Chaffy.com. Put in the code Kate and you will get the Kate pack for the show because they'll actually send you some different flavors. Ecuador tastes more like coffee from what I hear. I just like the Nicaragua one. But let me tell you, it is, it'll raise serotonin levels, help with digestive stuff, do all the stuff that I guess coffee drinkers drink coffee for. And also, get you up there with some energy, but it won't do the things, the bad things that coffee does to you, like stomach acid. And it is a wonderful drink. Chaffee is amazing. You got to check it out and put in the code Kate. Coming back with Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty, how do you raise young kids in this, Dr. Pesta? I mean, how are you, these young parents doing this with all of these messages?
Here's the problem.
Okay.
Up until recently, maybe the last 5-7 years ago, you had to take kids and de-Christianize them in order to make them depraved. You had to unlearn what their churches and their parents and their families had taught them. What's gone on now more recently is that this generation of kids who are parents now, young parents, they didn't have that. So what you have now is children being taught first what we would call depravity. There is no Christianity for these children. They're not being raised with values. They're not being taught that America, like we learned, that America is a good country, not perfect, but good, that patriotism, loving your country was our civic duty.
Right.
They don't learn that now.
Nope.
And so 20 years ago, kids went to school, and usually when they got to college, they were being attacked for those beliefs. Those beliefs were being, you know, turned inside out, and a lot of college kids fell for that. But now you're teaching kids as young as 5 and 6 and 7 that gender is made up, that mommy and daddy are offensive words, mm-hmm. that America's an evil country. You don't come back from that, right? There's no
right.
well from which you could dig out truth.
Yeah, great point, Uncle Milty.
When you turn over a blank canvas to somebody, they're free to put on it anything they want.
I know we have to hit a break, but I've seen people who homeschooled their kids, raised them in faiths, all kinds of things. At the age of 18, they went off to college and came back a flaming liberal. The worst kind of liberal, dyed-in-the-wool lefty, just from 18 to 22 after being raised. So that's how strong it is. That's how strong the messaging is.
That's peer pressure.
And so if you start out with nothing, can you even imagine? It's so easy, I would imagine.
Yep.
We'll be right back. More with Dr. Pesta on that and Uncle Milty on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
The
Thanks for listening. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, I've been looking real hard and I'm trying to find a job, but it just keeps getting tougher every day. But I got to do my part, because I know in my heart I got to please my sweet baby, yeah.
Hi there, a little rocking me from Steve Miller Band. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to the website and order the FIQ products. That's the copper I take. I also take magnesium. I also take cod liver oil. And I love their Whole C. Their Whole C product is so different than anything else you're going to get. Don't take the absorbic acid C. The doctors have all agreed that I've had on the show, the Whole C is the kind of C you want to get. And this delivery system of their supplements, I love this brand because I know they care so much about health and nutrition. And I know a lot of companies claim to do that, but FIQ actually does it. So FIQ, and you can put in the code Kate. They have that new code available. Put in the code Kate. You'll get some savings on it, and it's really affordable. Everybody should be taking copper. Copper is the master mineral, but the doctors since the 1940s, since about the time they started taking it out of the food supply, do not tell you this, that copper is the master mineral and controls the iron. So if you have an iron problem, you probably have a copper problem instead. And I know that because I did blood tests, and let me just tell you, taking copper helped my iron. So it is the master mineral. You're going to want to go into FIQ. It's on the bottom of katedalyradio.com on the sponsors. Go look for yourself. Go to that. Click on that. And FIQ is amazing. Put in the code Kate to get the savings. And it also helps the show. I have Dr. Pesta on, and there's so many things I want to talk about. Can you please explain, Dr. Pesta, what you were explaining to us on the break, what happened with a student today? It says volumes.
I had a student. We were talking about an issue about one of the things that the student had basically said was that she lives in a small town in Wisconsin, about 3,000 people, almost all of them white. And because of that, they were privileged, even though it's not a very rich suburb. Meanwhile, she said that the people down the road who live in Milwaukee, well, they're victims. And I simply said to her, I mean, why are you generalizing based on race? I mean, mm-hmm. you do realize, right, that mm-hmm. there are more white rich people in Milwaukee than there are in your little town. I said, what makes you think that just being from Milwaukee mm-hmm. makes them a victim? And she said to me, I no longer feel safe in this class. I feel unsafe. Because I was challenging her. She felt unsafe. And I kind of laughed, probably shouldn't have, but I laughed out loud and said, this is the safest class you're ever going to be in. I said, there's nothing you can say and there's nothing you can write that's going to cause me to take points away from you. You know that. So what are you afraid of? But it's remarkable. I mean, and she knew. Notice she didn't say, I think you're wrong, Dr. Mm-hmm. Pest. I think you're being...
Like a healthy conversation and debate?
No, she said, it was, I don't feel safe. Because she's smart enough to know, when they say that, you have to shut up. Of course, I don't. But this was the problem. And you could see the other kids in the class just biting their lips. Mm. Because when you use the language of oppression like that, they desperately wanted to say, oh, you're full of it. Get the hell out of here, right? Mm-hmm. That you could just see the looks in their faces. Oh, grow up, they wanted to say. But the minute she played the safe card, right, she plopped it on the table, and all those kids just bit their lips.
Yeah. Amazing.
I would have died to give her something to really be afraid of.
My gosh, I don't feel safe. You know, Matt Walsh said this, and it kind of goes along with what you're saying. He said, we are constantly asking ourselves how we feel and how we feel about how we feel and how we feel about our feelings. It becomes this infinite regression. We can't get out of our own heads. We're circling the drain of our own egos. But this went a step farther. She knew exactly the word to say to shut you up. Just like be kind is the new word for shut up. And I loved what you said about this on the break. What it's really saying is surrender your individuality go along with what we have to say.
I genuinely think it stunned her when I didn't do it, when I didn't shut up.
I bet.
I did not acquiesce to that, mm-hmm. right? I pointed out that unlike some of your, well, and this is obviously a student who's never, it was funny. This is really worth a moment. So right after this, I said, you know, because it was a pretty serious accusation, I said, let me ask you guys a question. I said, raise your hand if you've ever heard the word conservative or Republican praised in your school, going all the way back to kindergarten. Nobody raised their hand except this girl. So she implied that she had heard that, right?
Yes.
And then I said, raise your hand if you've ever heard the word liberal or progressive criticized. And everybody kept their hands down except the same young woman. And then I asked her, I said, well, okay. I said, it seems like you're alone. Everybody else has, no one else has heard that. I said, this is my point, that you've been taught to believe that progressive and liberal means good and that conservative means evil. And all the other kids in the class were nodding their heads, even kids who were liberal. Then I asked her, then tell us your experience. Where did you hear it? You know what her answer was?
What?
Right now in your class.
What?
Yep.
Are you you're serious?
No, dead serious. Oh, she said, right now in your class from you, I'm hearing it.
She's on drugs.
Thank you. You've made my point. For 15 years, you never heard it. Now you're hearing it here. And then I said to her, even if you can't understand what I'm telling you, I said, imagine this for a second. All those 15 years, your classmates who aren't progressive had to hear only progressive ideas. Now you're the one, for the first time in your entire life, who's had to listen to the other side. Now, how do you like? I said, now, how do you like it? Right? Unbelievable.
I hope I would never raise a kid that would go into a college class and say, I don't feel safe, and do this kind of thing. Can you imagine the parenting that went into that? There wasn't any parenting. She was raised by mainstream media.
She thought that she got me. She actually thought that by saying, aha, it was your class. And I'm like, yes.
She did not.
The look on her face was priceless. She thought that she had the ultimate gotcha. Got you.
Oh,
You're the only one, Pesta, who subjected me to this unsafe ideology. And I pointed out the obvious. Well, then you've made my point.
You
think I'm unsafe because you have to listen to an opinion no one's ever asked you to listen to. Doesn't that strike you as odd? Doesn't it kind of make my point that you're being indoctrinated? That when you finally, after 20 years in the public school system, you've finally now heard the other side of the coin, that you can't handle it?
Wow. Uncle Multi.
Let us take a moment to thank God that she was the only one in the class.
Oh, my gosh. I'm without words on that one, too.
I mean, if she were smart, she would... If she were smart, she never would have said what she said.
Nope. Yeah.
She should have raised her hand and then not answered it or made up something. But to turn around, I mean, talk about, this is what they call teeing it up, right?
Yeah.
This is a 40 mile an hour pitch right down the center of the baseball, right? It was a softball pitch, right?
Oh, my gosh.
She set the whole thing up. It was a perfect home run ball.
It honestly has about the same kind of reaction from me as Budweiser buying back their own beer. You know, because they're losing out there. It's the same people that would go and buy that beer because of Dylan Mulvaney is in the chick that said that to you. That amazes me. But that story too got me too. Yeah. Go ahead, Uncle.
There must not be too many of those people, or they'd be out there taking advantage of the fire sale.
Well, even better. I would actually respect some of those LGBTQ activists if they said, don't you dare buy it back.
Right.
Budweiser's, we'll buy it from you. We want those cans. We want to drink them. We want to put the cans on our refrigerator tops as trophies. But you know that they were never going to buy Budweiser anyway, and they're certainly not going to do it now. And so what's going to happen to all those pictures of Dylan Mulvaney on the can? They're going to get crushed and redone.
Speechless again. There's just so many things right now between the NAACP travel advisory, because if you might be LGBT and black, you might not feel safe in Florida. What garbage. Everyone in Florida's got to be looking around going, where is this taking place? Where are you not safe?
The NAACP dude who said that lives in Florida. He's lived there for 35 years. He gets up, he's an African-American guy. He gets the local chapter leader of the NAACP, and he says, Florida is not safe for black people. And yet he's been there for 35 years. His kids are there and he's not moving. Right. So he's telling everybody else, stay away. Who's the racist? He's telling black people to stay away from where I live. We don't. Is he basically saying we don't want no uppity black people in Florida next to me?
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
I just don't know. I don't know anymore. San Francisco, I wanted you to bring this up, too. The drag queen in San Francisco.
San Francisco, yes. You're never going to believe this. Do you remember what the poet laureate is?
Yeah.
The poet laureate is kind of a nice honor, right? You're picking a poet, one of the great people with words, or a great, even a novelist sometimes, not a poet necessarily, but you're creating a laureate. This is oftentimes a literary author who has attained international fame for the writing. Mm-hmm. The city of San Francisco hired the first drag queen laureate, the first drag queen in residence, the city's own preferred drag queen. And listen to this. They're paying her $55,000 a year to be the drag queen laureate of San Francisco. Meanwhile, the feces are piling up. The syringes are piling up in the streets of San Francisco. Nobody seems to care one way or the other. But they got $55,000 to spend on the drag queen laureate. Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Milty's getting his dress and moving to San Francisco.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And also the professors that are told they're going to be outed if they're giving lower grades to any minorities.
Yeah. There are activists are saying that not paying any attention to what work you do or don't turn in or what your level of achievement is. Anybody at college who gives black kids lower grades than white kids must be out as a bigot. Now, you know how this is going to work, right? Now, if you give lower grades to black kids, you're a bigot. In 2 years from now, giving the same grades to black kids is bigotry. And in 5 years from now, unless you're giving black kids better grades, you're a bigot. You can't win this one.
Why don't they just make it simple and go to a purely pass or fail system?
Well, that's what the left wants, right? Because as the one of the spokesperson in the state of Washington, who when the governor of Washington suspended proficiency exams about a year and a half ago, she suspended proficiency exams for graduating seniors. Because when we tested them, a lot of our kids didn't have enough to graduate and many of them were not white. So what did she do? Did she go back and send those kids to summer school? Did she teach them how to read? No. She passed a law that you have to give them the diplomas anyway, even if they can't read. And a spokesman said, by not testing seniors, we're going to really help our minority students. How? Social promotion.
How do these people not realize how that hurts them?
Well, hurting black people in the name of white power, if you're a liberal, is part of the plan. It's not a bug. It's a feature. Using minorities to get white liberal women in particular positions of power, that's 100% the plan. They're useful idiots for you. And they're the usefulest of ignorant people. They're the most useless idiots because 95% of them turn around and vote for those same people.
Yeah.
But, Kate, I got to tell you, since the beginning of this segment, 45 minutes ago, you've used the word speechless 7 times. Now, you think you've heard it all? Let me introduce to you this story.
No.
Are you ready?
What?
I get your last words out because you're not going to be able to speak for a week. Say something to the crowd.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Go for it.
All right. A professor seeks men for testicle removal study.
What?
Yes, I said that.
Wait.
You have a professor who is recruiting recruits, people, boys, willing to have their nuts cut off to be able to do LGBTQ studies on what happens. Are you ready for this? A professor at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, a medical doctor, is actively recruiting 30 gender dysphoric males to participate in a National Institute of Health, that's the federal government study, on the benefits and consequences of testicle removal. Can I sign up for the what the problems are control group? Happy to sign, right? I can tell you without having my nuts whacked. I can tell you exactly what the problems are, what the consequences are. Okay. He's an endocrinologist. His name is Sean Iwamoto. He is the chief investigator of a study titled, quote, "The Effects of Oreectomy, the Removal of Testicles, and Age on Vascular and Metabolic Health in Older versus Younger Trans Women." Notice he called them women. Dude, hint. Sean Iwamoto. If you're cutting their nads off, they're not women, bro. Bro, they're not women. They're packing heat in those drawers.
All right. I honestly don't know. I don't know what to say.
Somebody needs to point out that dogs get fat when you castrate them.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
They also get unhappy.
We're going to go you got me. I don't know what to say to that story. All right, we'll be right back, Kate Daly Show, to try to finish today's show off, because I really don't know what to say. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Holy.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
Lay down Sally and go get in that study has a whole new connotation for me. Lay down Sally, Eric Clapton, welcome back to the show. We're on the last leg of the show. I have Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty, and I'm still reeling over that story. I'm not quite sure what to think. I don't know what to say. They're literally lopping off testicles for studies to see what happens.
I want to say that I think that I can say for myself and Dr. Pesta that we're both intact.
Some of us are more intact than others.
Thank you for inserting that.
Just remember that, guys. Mm. Right? Some of us are more intact than others. You're going to love this. This is a direct quote from the article. Are you ready?
I don't know if I want to hear a quote. Go ahead.
He, this doctor, is a member of the medical school's transgender program. He's a member. Can I posit the question, which member is he?
Oh,
and does he have
gosh.
A member?
Okay. And
because, he ought to, what better way to determine whether or not this is going to work if he didn't,
Well, wait a second here. He gets his medical license. He gets to be told, he gets to be talked about in the press and not demonized. But if a doctor says, I don't like those vaccines, what they're doing to people, they're demonized. But he's not demonized for wanting to do this.
That's right.
He's on the right side of everything that they're concerned. Okay. The other headline was, I don't know, maybe I can beat your headline. I don't know. The transgender pedophile who subjected his 7-year-old daughter to what he called the vortex of darkness sues the New Jersey women's prison for hampering his witchcraft. What do you say to that?
No, well,
I don't know that there are any words.
It goes back to the first story about Target hiring a Satanist. I think what this comes down to is there are serious people on the progressive left who are transgender, who realize that what they're doing is really counter God. I think they figured it out. I think on some level, the Callan was his name at Target, this guy in prison. I think that they inherently know that what they're doing is not natural. It's not normal. That what they're doing is really, mutilating bodies, functioning bodies, right? That's what they're doing. They know it. As much as they advocate for it, they know it. So what choice do they have but then to turn to the devil? Because they understand, this isn't love of the devil. They intrinsically know that God is not about these things. And so the only place they have is on the side of the demons. And so rather than admit that and repent, this is a classic Faustian moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Faustus sold his his soul for 24 years of power, apparently these dudes are willing to sell their
willing to do that too.
Their testicles.
I don't even.
Right? Yeah. For that kind of power.
But today I asked people to go and look at what's on Google. They have a flag there that is rainbow, but then they've incorporated the weird triangles into the base of the flag. And that's supposed to stand for progressive pride. And progressive pride is more about your transgender. Now, there are some rumors that it actually represents pedophilia.
Yeah.
But they're saying that it represents an even more hardcore LGBT. And that was because the trans movement never really was part of the LGBT. But now they're making it so by calling it the progressive pride, which is really on steroids. What do they go to next, Uncle Milty?
One of the homosexual talking heads that is a Fox contributor last night said, hey, you know, this is the transgenders trying to take over the LGBTQ movement. And the LGBTQ people should be very upset about it.
Right. Because it's...
Oh, but they're not.
Yeah. This is Trantifa. This is your on-steroids political version of all of this, too. And it's not going to end. You're going to see more stuff like Target and their swimwear. You're going to see more nonsense like Budweiser. It's not ending anytime soon. Dr. Pesta?
I just got to ask you the question. Yeah. I feel marginalized. Really do.
Do you feel safe right now?
What about us who just,
yeah,
there's, I better not say it.
Yeah. Don't.
What I was going to say is what us poor minority people who just,
you're a white supremacist. You're a white supremacist. Get on your Nazi hat. Let's go.
What if there's too much to talk? No one cares about us.
All righty. Thanks, Dr. Pesta. Thanks. All right, you guys. Of course, we will be back tomorrow. And be faithful, be fearless. A big thank you to Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty. See you tomorrow. Dr. Pam Bartha joins us tomorrow. Talking Parasites will be there tomorrow with you. Hey, guys, go to the website. Look for FIQ Copper. The Recuperate Copper product is amazing. I've been taking it, and I've got blood tests to prove how well I'm doing since I've been taking it. Also, I take the magnesium with it. That's very important, too. So I also take their magnesium. I ordered their whole C, which I absolutely love, and their cod liver oil. If you need thyroid help, that's a wonderful place to start with thyroid naturally. So they have so many wonderful products, but you have to click on the FIQ ad at the bottom of Kate Daly Radio. And I hope you do so because you're going to get terrific prices on these products. And I believe in the delivery system of these products. They are amazing. FIQ is off the hook amazing. Try it out. Thanks, you guys. Make sure and go to MyPillow.com. Right now, Mother's Day and Father's Day gifts, $25. They just put up this promo, $25 instead of $149, down all the way to $25. For the slippers, what a great gift. And you can grab these at MyPillow.com in time for Mother's Day and Father's Day. This is a must. Get on it right now. Make sure you have these slippers because they're amazing. And size up a little bit. Size up one size. You'll love me for this one. So make sure and go for $25. You cannot not get this deal at MyPillow.com right now.